Macmillan Audio presents Four Friends, Promising Lives Cut Short by William D. Cohan, read for you by Kevin Stillwell. To Quentin, Deb, and Teddy. In most lives, there's a moment when people strip away all the branding and status symbols, all the prestige that goes with having gone to a certain school or been born into a certain family. They leap out beyond the utilitarian logic and crash through the barriers of their fears. David Brooks. Please remember that our time on this earth is not guaranteed. Please tell those you love that you do. Right now. This very minute. Sophia Bush. Not for oneself. Only one American high school has produced two presidents of the United States. Phillips Academy in Andover, Massachusetts, known simply as Andover. It was no surprise, really, that people emerged from Andover thinking they could do or be anything they wanted. The idea that we really were la crème de la jeunesse américaine, as we were told regularly, or that we were part of some kind of young and invincible Delta Force, was intoxicating. The message seeped into our DNA whether we realized it or not. Just like George H.W. Bush, class of 1942, and George W. Bush, class of 1964, before him, my Andover classmate, Bruce McWilliams, class of 1977, wanted to be President of the United States. Bruce was tall, handsome, and outgoing. He was an athlete. He was on the varsity cross-country team, the cross-country ski team, and the lacrosse team, and was a fine photographer. He had fair skin, long, wavy hair parted down the middle, and a vague aura of constantly being in a drug-induced state, whether true or not. You know the type. All the Andover boys wanted to be like him, and all the Andover girls wanted to sleep with him. He was pretty cocky, remembered Hugh Jones, a friend of Bruce's from Cornell. Bruce was pretty much the man, and he pretty much was sure of that. Of course, this being Andover, Bruce had some serious competition on campus on the big dick energy front. The late 1970s was when John F. Kennedy Jr., the glamorous, future sexiest man alive with unassailable presidential DNA, was also a student at Andover. McWilliams' Andover pedigree went back to his great-grandfather, Mabie Krause Klock, class of 1899. Mabie Krause Klock came from wealth and made more. He was an avid yachtsman, and once owned a steamer that caught the attention of a young John Jacob Astor, who promptly bought the boat from him. Klock was also one of the early financial benefactors of what became the Krause Irving Hospital in his native Syracuse, New York. My great-grandfather was like the Great Gatsby of Syracuse, Bruce remembered. Klock's grandson, Bruce's father, John J. McWilliams, also went to Andover, class of 1947. He later joined the Aetna Life and Casualty Company in Hartford, where Bruce and his three siblings spent part of their childhood. In 1968, when Bruce was in fourth grade, his father was offered the opportunity to run the Colonial Penn Group, a floundering life insurance company based in Philadelphia. Colonial Penn was about to go bankrupt. McWilliams took the job. My dad said, "What the hell, I'm going to give it a shot," and went down there and turned the company around, Bruce said. Within like 6-7 years, he made it a Fortune 500 company. He was on the cover of all the magazines, and he was kind of a darling for a while because he made a lot of money. There were private planes, fancy country clubs, soirees with Republican politicians, and lofty dreams. It was the late Mad Men.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?